What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Najir here.
And it's Shamir, Sham, Shamizzle, whatever you guys want to call me. We are here at the wrap up today, giving you another episode.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Brand new. That's what we're bringing. Brand new content, brand new material for this season and seasons moving on. How did that sound?
We got to. We need to show you and talk to you about what we see in everyday life. So,
speaking of seasons, listen to this. This segue is about to be fire. As the summer season approaches us, the summer season god, Josie Drake, he does it again. That segue was fire. Drake does it again. Him and Pusha, just, it was a little lyrical warfare.
Lyrical warfare that we saw coming for a while.
It's been
shots have been thrown for a while now.
Shots.
But I didn't expect Drake to come the same day.
That was like,
that's real hip hop right there.
That was like, if something happened in school, this was the like fire drill. Like
right.
Breaking news. Like, oh my god,
you got the morning announcements. They come with the fire drill right after. Mm-hmm. What? That's what Drake did.
I mean, it started off with the not even just one particular song. As I looked through Pusha T album,
yeah, he was throwing shots here and there.
Yeah, it was sprinkled through the album, but I guess the one that
the last song,
Infrared, was the last, the straw that broke the camel's back. I guess, and he said, "I have heard enough.
I have heard enough."
And then Drake just comes out with a barrage.
That's how I started off. That sigh. You knew he was about to.
Oh my god, I wish I could play this for you guys.
That's like when a teacher's sitting there and they dialing your parents' number and they know they about to tell your parents some BS.
Mm-hmm.
And they got hit that sigh before they press call.
Yeah, that's that sigh. My mom hated getting called. Side note, my mom was forever at my school.
He was a horrible student, guys.
My mom was forever at my
school.
Horrible.
And he never wanted his mom to come up there. But, like, you're a horrible student. Like, how do you expect?
It was terrible.
Anyway,
back to Jersey Drake.
Jersey.
He came in like he was Pusha mom. Whipping his ass. Like, Pusha was showing up in school. Jersey Drake pulled up. Yo, that's crazy.
The nerve. The audacity. As if he was his father.
Disappointed. I got, like, an Uncle Phil, Will Smith vibe from that.
No,
like,
I got Big Homie vibe.
Ooh,
I got big homie vibes. Like, the nerve of you, the audacity of you to come at me.
It's a snake.
He said, I'm tired of helping my enemies eat.
Mm. And then, all right, now we can dive more into the song. And then that brother scheme he did with his brothers and his cousins.
Yeah.
Then he said his brother's name.
And then like, you only doing what you knew, not what you did.
Oh my goodness.
So you don't even live the stuff you're rapping about. You living what you saw.
He said, you talking like you was with Pablo.
And you ain't do nothing.
I mean, he probably did something,
yeah, I know.
But not.
That's what Drake's saying. Like, you ain't really do nothing.
You ain't did nothing, bro.
And then he said, call me when you a multimillionaire. How long you been in the game? You ain't got Drake money yet.
It's been...
You ain't got Drake money yet.
It was very condescending.
Yeah.
It was very condescending. Like, he was just talking like... Like, I didn't even want... And then... He was coming at Yay.
That was just an innocent bystander.
It was an innocent bystander.
Innocent bystander. Yay had to
Guilty
take one
by
for
association.
The team. Yeah, he had to take that. Because you just produced this man whole album and he coming at
Guilty
me.
Guilty by association.
Yeah.
Guilty by association.
That's like your friend sitting over there and they making jokes and stuff. You on the sideline, but you laughing at him. So you guilty by association.
Guilty. So
you getting
in
trouble
you
with
too.
That too. Right.
Everybody's getting fried.
What you laughing for? Like, that's what it was.
What you laughing
what you
for?
Laughing?
That's what it was.
You
laugh too hard, and they come, nah.
I don't even want no smoke.
Hey, I mean, innocent bystander.
Quentin, too. Because he threw Quentin in there, but he really didn't have
that's
to.
That's
Quentin's
fault, bro. Why would you start making music, bro? Like, come on, bro. Why would you start making music?
But I'm saying it's
like,
not...
he made it really seem like he was really drizzy. Like, he started making music. Like, nah, I can make my own music then. I mean, you want me to
But if
for
you
no
could, you'll have hits, like Drake said. If they the ones making the songs,
that nigga really
but they ain't got no hits, then it seemed like they needed me. That's
that
true.
Because really
Quentin ain't got no... I mean, he needed Drizzy to put that out there.
Trash can.
Garbage. Trash garbage.
Can. Garbage. Man, it's just, I'm just, I just hope.
Don't get me wrong. I know Pusha can go. Like, I know he can go. That's
the album.
But it's about the fact that Drake came real hip-hop-ish. Same day, dropped something back. It's like he was waiting for it, honestly. It's like he already had it done. Like, at this point, it's like he already had this song done. And he said, I'm going to just wait till a certain time to drop it. Because I know he's going to talk about me on the album. He knew he was going to be mentioned. So he said, let me just make
this. But now, it's no way. Because...
The lines he used.
Like,
but Matt, he really sat there and made this up within those hours that the album came out.
I don't put it past Drake, yo. Like, niggas really.
The fact that he went in that studio, put them headphones on.
She gonna stand
stood
up.
Stood in front of that mic.
I wish y'all could see her.
And sighed into that mic and said, the nerve. The audacity. It's like he had his hands on his hips.
You know.
He was upset.
I don't think he wrote that. I think that was probably just off the tizzop. Like,
yo, imagine if it was.
Like a couple takes here and there, but that first couple bars, that's
so you telling me he was just speaking his mind.
He was just speaking his mind, and Drake really liked that. They gonna call me a Drake fan, boy, yo. But nah, hear me out. Drake really the shit.
Hear me out.
He really the shit, and I don't put it past him that it took a couple takes.
I can see that. I can see him going in there saying what he want to say, but then getting out and fixing it, and going back in the booth, and like, nah, yeah. I want to put this here. I want to put that there. So, you know, I can see that.
Man.
But Pusha, we forgot to mention, Drizzy sent them the invoice.
Oh.
Drizzy sent them the invoice for career reviving for $100,000.
And you got to pay it. We don't know if you didn't pay it. You got to pay it.
I'm pretty sure Drizzy mentioned it on a hit and said that you ain't paid. I said on a hit, not just... You know, this.
So everybody gonna hear it.
Yeah, he's
gonna slip
put on
through
the
cracks like some songs. He gonna put it on like, it's gonna be a bank. This nigga, he do it every time, bro. Drake really just, as soon as you think.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like it's effortless for this man. Like, he got it in him. He just never be wanting to put it out until you shake him. Until you shake him, that's when he throw it out there. Like, all right,
you
want it.
Drake fanboy.
That's cool, though. I'm cool with that. Because, you know, the other episode, they probably called me a Nicki. You know,
true.
I'm cool with that. I'm Young Money. I'm Team Young Money. So,
Young Money.
Hey, I'm with the
Free
music
Weezy.
Team, but but I am a big Young Money fan, so that's
100%.
Cool.
Me as well.
But I'm a Young Money fan for a reason. Like, I feel like I got hella reasons to be a Young Money fan. Period.
I got three reasons to be a Young Money fan.
That's cool.
That is Drake, Nicki, and Wayne.
Exactly.
That's three reasons.
Exactly.
I got a lot of
Who else do you think about when you hear Young Money?
Man, that nigga diluted the system. He did. Why was he signing all these bubblegum bum rappers? Giving these niggas checks. I understand he was really trying to put niggas on, and Wayne really.
But
was,
honestly, he still does. Like, on his mixtapes and stuff, he puts his boys on the songs that he put on there.
It'd be hella random.
And they ain't go nowhere.
Going in a track. I be hearing some shit with randoms. I'm like, Wayne, it'd be a banger too.
Only one that I can say that I've actually like heard before that I liked on his verses. I've never listened to him individually.
Mm-hmm.
But like a feature with Wayne was Gutter Gutter. It's the light skinned guy.
Yeah, I know who Gutter Gutter is. He had a couple of nice verses.
That's the only other one. But when you say Young Money, you only think of three people. Period.
They got a little twist.
Stop it.
Little Twist, what was his name?
Twist, you right. And they had a little Chucky or something like that.
It was terrible business decisions. I wouldn't pay your ass either if you signing niggas like that. Like,
stop.
You spending my money on niggas that like this? Hell no. We
stop.
Won't go.
I mean, I feel like everybody got something in them. You never know. He might have seen something in Twist and Chuck that, I mean,
nope.
We ain't see. But they just didn't present it to us. I mean, who knows?
Oh, though, but to conclude all that,
Jizzy's
poor Pusha.
Stop! Don't say poor Pusha, because Pusha gonna go bar for bar. He can't go
100%.
Bar for bar, but the way this situation happened is like, damn.
It was just so. It felt very personal.
It's like Jizzy's this track outshined his album,
which has been his album was only 7 tracks, but.
But it was
seven,
a good, it was a good album. It was a good 7 tracks.
If I had $7 for every $1 I had, I'd have a lot of money. So for him to have
dropped
that and that equate or even exceed his album is fucking bananas. I mean, Pusha gonna come back with some shit though.
Yeah, he did. I don't doubt Pusha.
I seen something on Twitter. It said, "Imagine if Drake did sample Grindin' on his album."
My guy, I sent that to you.
You did.
I sent that to you. Yeah. If he was to eat that beat,
he wouldn't even have to do the whole beat. If he was just to sample it, how Drake sample shit.
It'll be a rap. Drake could have did it the same time he did that diss. He like, this is going on off.
Yo, add Drake. Add Drake when y'all hear this. Tell him to do this. When y'all hear this,
please do the grinding beat.
Please.
And rip
please.
It. Like, I need that for the culture.
That was me. My fault.
We need that for the culture. If he do that, it's a rap. Like, you can't be mad at me for being a Drake fan. Mm-hmm. At all. Ever. And people should know, stop coming at Drake. Cause he gonna diss you back. He not scared. But I mean, hey.
Hey.
It's hip hop, right?
Big facts. So speaking of hip hop, that's another amazing segue by yours truly. One of the speaking of summertime hip hop, the GOAT of summertime hip hop, Will Smith. He just dropped.
The GOAT of summertime hip hop.
That's because
he got the ultimate song. But now the Fresh Prince has came out of retirement.
Retirement and. I mean, y'all might not be that excited, but I'm fucking excited. Did y'all listen to that 1 minute little music track thing he dropped in the studio?
He on Instagram? He's using his Instagram hard.
Yo, he's biggest thing on Instagram at this point.
His Instagram is like no other.
Will Smith, the biggest thing on Instagram.
He don't need to pay nobody for a promo.
Like how DJ Khaled was on Snapchat. That's how Will Smith is bigger than that.
Showing us his life.
Showing up his life. I love it. Because I always thought Will Smith my dad.
Yeah.
Like I always say, Will Smith was my
but now he got Jada on there too. Yeah, so the whole family.
He ranked. See, he a real nigga. He eating and he letting his family eat. And she just
she taking off. She got the show called Red Table, but
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good. It's good from a female point of view.
Yeah,
it's female good.
It's female good.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want an insight just on how other people think and what females go through on a day to day or just. You know, if you have a daughter, you want to know certain stuff that they go through. It's a good show to watch.
That's true. But I don't, when you're in that situation like that, I don't want to know too much, you know?
No, like, but some of the stuff.
I don't want it to come off like, all right, I know how you feel.
Like, oh, yeah. No. Like not that. Like so, that. Just stuff to like be able to watch out for and say, you know, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like certain stuff like that.
That makes sense.
Other than that, yeah, it's a female thing. But Will.
Yeah.
And this freestyle.
It was tough. Another thing.
The flows.
It was many and many.
He changed the flow up a few times.
And he was spitting. He talking about a little cockiness.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Refers to himself as Big Willie. You know, he tried to come crazy.
Will Smith, I mean, he got the resume and the background and support like the, like.
You won't do his numbers. You ain't got that many summers. He hit you with that.
He
did it without cursing. He didn't curse not one time. Mm. He didn't curse not one time for this to be hard to express himself.
Because he family friendly. Like, not like Will Smith.
That's why he global.
That's why he global.
He made stuff for everybody. He global.
For everybody.
You never gonna have to censor what he say.
Mm-hmm. And I like that his son picked up his music ability. Well, his daughter as well. Willow and Jaden.
But Jaden is nice.
Jaden can rap.
He just did a remix to Icon. The song. His original song, Icon, he just did a remix with it. Whoa. But in a different language. Some guy with a, he talks in a completely different language. He's bilingual. But song's still hot.
Yeah, Icon is my shit. Is my shit still. He snapped. And then Will Smith covered that, like.
Yeah, that was.
Like, come on, buddy.
That was dope. That was a good father and son moment, especially, you know, Father's Day is coming up, approaching.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that? I need my gifts. But it's just tough. And plus, like, you know, hopping my Negro spiritual band. It's good to see a black family.
Yeah.
On the front cover and stuff like that. I think that's what a lot of people need right now, just to be showing, you know, the positive blackness.
Exactly.
Like Diddy been holding us down for a minute.
Yeah.
On the gram. But But it's good to see Will Smith, you know.
It's good to see Will putting his family on this. He put his family in this situation where they're able to express themselves however they want, whenever they want. Mm. But they're still a family. They show their individualism. They show their success.
Individualism. Ooh, that's a word.
They show their success, and they show that they do it with positivity. You know, despite, you know, the negative stuff they might happen or go on mm-hmm. in their life, especially at the end of the verse, he said, quit the divorce rumors and mind your business. You know, they know they're going to have negative stuff that come at them, but they still exude nothing but positivity. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing, especially from coming from a black family.
That's my... They should run for president.
I don't need Will stressed like that.
That is true.
I don't need him stressed like that. I need him to be happy living his life. Stop it.
You're going to get old.
Stop it. We're going to move it right along. What's next, my brother? What's next?
All
right.
So, to wrap up, you know, the whole music topics, we're going to talk about our summer music expectations. Summer music expectations, things we're looking forward to listen to, things that dropped already that we're hoping, you know, to get big. And it's just...
Now, when I hear music, summer music expectations, in my head, I automatically know I want to hear something different.
Something different.
Something different. I mean, like, as in from every artist that's hot right now, mm-hmm. I want to hear you put out something other than what you've been putting out. It's the summertime. It's a different vibe. It's a different, you know, just different atmospheres. I want something different. Like, I know people are used to, like, the regular summertime beats and all of that. But, like, I want something different. Like, I want to hear something and be like, yo, this going to carry me on from this summer to the next summer to the next summer to the next summer. Like, I want that. I haven't gotten that in a long time.
That is true.
But... that's what I'm looking for.
I'm looking, because as far as like stuff that dropped already, nothing that's really crazy that I think that's really going to be banging in the summer, unless it's like Nice For What, maybe.
Yeah.
It depends.
But even if so, like I listened to Nice For What. I loved it when it first came out, but I ain't listened to it in a while.
Yeah.
Like I need something that's like, yo, this my song, and I got to turn it on before I leave the house, or even that got to be on the playlist for the ride.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it in a while.
Hopefully, when I listen, and forgive me, I didn't know Rocky music dropped, and I'm like, was surprised when Shamir told me that it did drop, and I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm pretty sure, I know for a big fact that he gonna have something on his album that's really gonna be my shit.
I hope so.
Rock all summer.
I mean, I haven't listened to it yet.
Yes.
But that's because I was too busy trying to figure out what Pusha T was saying in his all morning.
Man, that's true.
You gotta listen to stuff a couple times so you can really catch it all. Like, you got to.
Yeah, I listened to Pusha album, I want to say, since it came out like 5 times. Like, the whole album.
Like, I feel like you need to in order to catch certain stuff. Like, it's a lot of subliminal stuff that be throughout these songs, especially people that rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pusha T and the J. Cole's and the Kendricks and mm-hmm. even the Drizzy's, because you got to listen to his stuff over sometimes too. So, I mean, it's only right. But if we want to listen something over and over and over this summer, I need it to be different. Like, I don't want to listen to it because I got to catch something because it's a crazy rap. I want to listen to it because this is my favorite song for the summertime.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, and as you say different, I just think of Rocky, like ASAP. Like, all his music's different from everybody else's.
Yeah, he don't really make the same
song.
And songs.
He doesn't make the same song, so he gonna make something different on his album that's gonna be tough. Like, I'm very much so excited to listen to it. Very much so.
We shall see. Maybe we'll talk about it on the next episode.
And I want a nice R&B song, too. Like, Boot Up is cool. Boot Up's cool.
But you know what I don't like about Boot Up right now? Is the fact that this song has been out for months, and I listened to it months ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's literally just picking up. Like, she's just going number one on the charts. That song been on repeat my phone. So now that I hear everybody listening to it, I'm tired of it. Like, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to hear it no more because I've been heard it.
It got the radio kiss of death.
Yeah,
radio's really ruined songs.
mean,
they will really play a song out.
They do. They do, but it's for a reason. Like they got reasons they play these songs like this, but
I don't want my music on the radio. They're gonna play my shit out and I'll be hot for 2 months. Like even if it's a banger.
I mean, unless you Cardi B. Cause then she got hot and ain't stopped getting hot. She's still in the oven.
She's still in the oven with a bun in the oven.
right. But I mean
just don't And yeah, I just want some R&B, a nice R&B song would be much so.
I mean, we ain't got them type of artists though. We don't have a Ashanti or a Ja Rule of our generation. We don't have them.
I'm trying to think, like, who would make a song like that I'm looking forward to?
Nobody. Nobody at all. Like, when you really sit here and think about it, you don't have an artist young and, you know, fresh, giving you something different,
mm-hmm.
artist-wise, people-wise. Like, as a person, you don't even see that. Like, you have, like, the R&B people that, like, give you the vibes songs. Like, the I don't even know what to call the beats. Like,
it'd be like...
It's like chill, cozy vibes.
It's like a The Weeknd vibe.
Yeah. That's what most of the R&B people are like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or they like singing. You don't really have nobody that's like Ashanti, Ja Rule, Summertime ish. Ashanti with the skirt and the half jacket with the visor like. On. Like you don't have that, or Ja Rule with the sweatpants with the joint up his leg. And he don't got no shirt on.
Who told him that was a good idea? Like it
was hot back then.
It was.
How
I mean?
You gonna come at them? It was hot back then.
It made. I'm not a hating nigga. Please, for you guys, again, I'm not a hating nigga. But no, that shit looked goofy as fuck. But
I feel like if we was back in that time, you would dress like that.
Man, you think?
I think so. You would dress like that.
Man,
yes, you would. Yeah. I wouldn't, cause my mom wouldn't let me. But if I could, I would.
Yeah, man. So we're gonna segue into our next topic, which is we're gonna get a little more serious for the next couple topics. So gonna probably less jokey, more conversational. But we're just gonna bring it to you guys' attention, see how you guys feel about and take it from there. So we're gonna talk about this crazy motherfucker. That wasn't a joke. That's just how I needed to say that. This crazy motherfucker broke into Rihanna's crib. Nigga was in there for hours.
And what'd he say? I just wanted to have sex with her or something like
Some weird, nasty shit like
he
that.
He said something like that, but you knew. Like that's not
bro,
okay.
Bro, I'll beat you the fuck up, bro. She died. We had security to keep it a beam, but...
That's like, he clearly had something wrong with him to think that. That's okay.
He got charged.
To break into her house just because you wanted something.
That nigga, Eduardo Leon, of course that's his fucking name. Fucking, charged with first-degree residential burglary, vandalism, and resisting arrest. Also, that nigga was fighting off the cops.
So, it's clearly, like, y'all really gotta think. Like, certain people that do stuff like this really got mental health issues.
Big facts.
But, I don't want you guys to take that as, like, these school shooters, and they using their mental health as an excuse to let these guys go.
Cat, are you kidding me? Go away.
I'm sorry, guys. That was Whitey.
That sounded so fucking racist.
Oh my god, that's the cat. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, that's the cat's name. White Paws. We call her Whitey. Please. No death.
All right, no, get serious again.
All right, you was talking about these crazy ass white boys shooting up these schools.
Yeah, I don't want you guys to take mental health as an excuse to not punish people because they are responsible. Regardless if they have mental health or not, they still are responsible. And a lot of the times, these kids that are doing these school shootings are using mental health as an excuse. Mm-hmm. And that's not okay. Like, regardless of black and white, nobody should be using mental health as an excuse to get away with stuff like that. But in this guy's case, it's clearly something wrong with you if you don't see anything wrong with that.
But the real fucked up part is that nigga only gonna get 6 years maximum. Fuck no. That nigga, first of all, all right, if he does have mental health issues, he needs to be taken care of properly.
Right.
And, like, be in a proper facility. But if that nigga just gassing and they he don't got no mental health issues and it's nothing really not prevalent, that nigga should be doing some crazy time, yo.
Right, right. If you're sane,
everybody
you're
get 90 doing years.
Like, no.
Right. Everybody get 90 years, bro. You don't want to. My mom told me when she was in the hospital, right, that it was a guy across from her and he was saying if what he would do if, you know, if he was in charge and charge of stopping crime. He said everybody would get 90 years for anything you did. 90. Like, who want to do 90
right,
years?
Right, who want to do 90?
So, get this nigga 90 years. Everybody gets fucking 90 years.
Just like,
he was in that bitch for 12 hours.
What they call it? Communism?
Communism.
What you call it?
Everyone, she just said communism. Communism, my love.
Okay, there you go. It's like that, but in jail terms.
Yeah, everybody gets the same amount of time, no matter what you did, what you didn't do, what you got framed for. Everybody gets 90 years.
And then my thing is, though, like, okay, say you do claim you got mental health issues, but you really don't, and you're lying. You still should have to do that time, but in the psych ward, in the jail.
90 years.
Regardless, and this is referring to the school shooters. I don't care if they use the mental health. You still did that, so cool. Stay in the psych ward in jail, period. Like, that don't make sense to me. Why would you let them go home or go to a different facility just because they say they got mental health issues? No, they still need to do that time.
Exactly.
I don't care. I don't care about none of that. Like, you kill somebody I love, I don't even want them to kill you. I want you to suffer. I want you to have to serve your time.
Be like that. You see that episode of Black Mirror when you had that nigga in a fucking, like, in a virtual jail or something like that?
Yeah.
Put them niggas in that. That was a good. By the way, watch Black Mirror. That's
Black
a good ass show.
Yeah, amazing show.
But like this nigga, man, he's fucking weirdo. I didn't want to say it, but I said it. He's fucking weirdo. Good thing she wasn't there.
She wasn't.
Yeah, she was in New York.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I mean, we gonna move from this situation, and we gonna segue into clearly, which is a big issue in our community, Black community, all over the world. Mental health is very, very insane at this point. Like, and it's crazy to use the word insane, but the number of people who have mental health issues are like at its peak, highest these days.
And that just means the number of people not reporting or, you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly, even higher.
Diagnosed with mental health, you know what I mean? Issues and disabilities is up there as well. So it's just something that needs to be talked about that's not really talked about. And we're thinking, you know, why not talk about it?
Why not? Exactly. I actually went to school and got my degree in psychology. So I've had to talk about
that
this
girl, smart.
A lot of times. And I think a lot of people don't realize how many people really do suffer on a day-to-day basis from issues with mental health.
Suffering
and they
in
don't
silence,
talk about it.
Suffering in silence.
Yeah, they don't talk about it at all because they don't feel as though they have the platform to talk about it or the support system to talk about what's really going on. Because so many people are not believed in their mental health and it's just waved off like, oh, you're fine. Especially in the Black community.
100% in the Black community.
Your family look at you like
you can't have nothing wrong with you.
Right. It's
like ain't nothing wrong with you.
Right. That's the number one thing your parents say. Ain't nothing wrong with you.
That's
ain't nothing wrong with her. Like
but
it is something
I'm really
wrong.
Like depressed and like my dog just died. Like I'm upset. Like
right. Like I got issues right now. Like mental issues.
Like let me be upset.
Or I'm going through a bad breakup and this not affecting me the way it affects everybody else. Like mentally, I'm messed up about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not something that I'm gonna just get through because my mental is different than somebody else's mental who just had a heartbreak and their mental was actually stable before it happened.
Mm-hmm. It's thinking like that is really like a generational thing. Like I think the generations before us, you know, they were raised a lot. I wouldn't say more difficult than us.
I think they were conditioned
to
a certain extent to think certain ways. Like they're conditioned and set in this thought process that those type of issues don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in your head, you have control of it. I think they're conditioned to think that everybody has control of how they think.
Yo, that's how my mom thinks. She thinks she can just, like, wills away being sick. She'd be like, oh, I need to get myself together. Like, it's so crazy. Like, she'll be sick, and then she'll tell herself to feel better, and then magically she feels better.
Yeah, no,
like,
it don't.
That's some old people shit.
Like, it don't work like that.
It don't work like that.
Especially with your mentally. Like, that's different. Because a lot of people before, they didn't know much about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult for them to actually believe it, that, like, people in this generation are so aware of what's wrong, but they don't agree with what's wrong with that person, because they feel as though it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Like, mental health doesn't exist for a lot of people. So people that actually go through these issues, depression, schizophrenia, bipolarism, these are issues. Like, these are issues that people deal with, and personality disorders. You wonder why one day your child is great and happy-go-lucky, and then the next day they're extremely depressed. You can't get them out of their room. And you thinking like, oh, they just being a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, of course, don't get me wrong, teenagers go through stuff. But to a certain extent, like, you really have to talk to people and allow them to have an open space, and yourself to have an open mind to have these conversations, so where they know that I support you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that, because mental health is not something people talk about. That's like sex in the household. They don't like to talk about, you know, the importance of being safe or the proper way to go about it. It's the same with mental health, if even worse, because that conversation never comes up. Like, hey, if you having bad thoughts or you're going through stuff in school, like, you can come talk to me if you don't feel like yourself, or, you know, you're hearing voices in your head. They don't talk about that. And if a child does come to most parents, they just like, oh, it's just a phase.
Yeah.
Or they allow them to stay in their room for so many days or a certain amount of time, and they just like, oh, that's just them.
Very dismissive. And I'm just speaking as a person, you know, who has been diagnosed with, you know, anxiety and, like, takes medications and stuff. It's challenging, like, some days, mm-hmm. but, you know, I mean, having the support system is what it's all about, you know?
Yeah.
I have a very amazing support system within my family and friends. So I'm able to, you know, go about my day-to-day, you know, on a normal basis. Mm-hmm. Couldn't even tell if you didn't know me. So that support system, that knowledge, that awareness, and just knowing you is really good. Especially in, like, as we, you know, say multiple times, being in this Black community. Like, it was very difficult for me to even want to fix my, you know, get treatment or mm-hmm. stuff like that. So just, you know what I mean, take care of yourself, take care of your mind.
That's kind of why I got into the psych field when I went away to school, was because in my thought process, I'm always thinking, why? Why this person do this? Why they do that? Or why am I feeling like this today? Or what made me do this? Like, and a lot of stuff is controlled by our mind, and you would never know. So because my question was always why, I said, you know what, let me go into this field and see what it's about. And it turns out I actually liked it, but once you get into the field and you understand certain things, it makes you look at the world so different mm-hmm. and so upset about the fact that a lot of people don't have the support, and a lot of people aren't taken seriously when it comes to their mental health, because it's such a serious situation. And I would hope that anybody who's listening, or anybody who knows someone who's going through mental health, just use the people around you, use the resources around you. Always, always, always try to understand what you're going through, or try to understand what someone else is going through. Be somebody's support system, or find people that you really trust and allow them to be your support system. Because a lot of times, some people don't allow people to be their support system.
Put them barriers in them walls.
Yeah. So, like, just allow people to be there for you and be there for someone if they need it. Or not even if they need it. Just if you want to just show genuine support, you should. Because you never know who it could help.
Oof, I got deep. I got deep.
It should. We should get deep sometimes.
100%. I mean, it's all fun and games, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, there's those times, you know, people aren't feeling that great, or you know, we just, people want something to be talked about, but there's never that platform or that, you know, that way for them to be able to talk about it or hear about it. So we just want to put ourselves in those places where you guys can come and listen to a variety of different things and, you know, feel included into the conversation.
And I just want to say, if you look in our description for this episode, we will put mental health hotlines in there or any resources that you can contact to see if, you know, you're a person who falls in a category that has depression or bipolar disorder or personality disorder or an anxiety or anything. Just anything along those lines. Just use your resources. And us here at The Wrap Up, we are welcoming. If you have any questions for us, if you just need somebody to talk to, you can contact us through any of our platforms, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, the Anchor, just anything. Email, however you want to contact us, please do.
And I think that's it. That's it. Another great episode. I'd like to thank you all for listening. I'd like to thank my amazing co-host.
I would like to thank you too. We are here for each other. So
what? And with that, that's a wrap. Peace. I'll tell you no matter.